This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. From time to time, we bring you stories of extraordinary people as part of our series, My Fellow Americans. Today, producer Jennifer Deer offers this audio portrait of Whitney May. She's a cheesemaker at a North Carolina goat farm.
My name is Whitney May. I am a cheesemaker at Celebrity Dairy, and I live in Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Morning's milk. When I went to college in Nashville, Tennessee, I got a part-time job at a French bakery. And I grew up rural Virginia, Appalachia. Goats were stinky, filthy animals. You didn't milk them, you didn't eat them. Only the crazy people up in the hills had them. So I had never been exposed to goat cheese before. And instantly fell in love with it and all its versatility. Here's the market cheese, the plain logs, then we have the paprika, the party, the rosemary, the French kiss, the confetti, the dill.
I saw myself in a city. I saw myself doing the restaurant business. And it wasn't until I came here and worked with the animals and worked outside and was so healthy that I saw something that I could spend my life doing, that I jumped on it. I really just threw myself into it.
So we are cleaning out the vat that was holding the curds and whey. So after dipping, you're left with a dirty, empty vat. I like dirty dishes, I kind of like to get to it as soon as possible. I feel like the longer you leave something dirty, the harder it is to clean, because eventually you got to clean it. So it comes in this door from the milking parlor, goes to the walk-in, and then from there, pick it up, take it to the pasteurizer, dump it in, comes out of the pasteurizer from the draining table to the mixing bowl. 12 buckets, and they all weigh about 45-ish pounds. You know, I don't have a membership to a gym. It saves me that money. It's a breeding season, so what you're smelling is a lot of musk, a lot of urine. Hey, fella. Hey, Stinky. This is Rockabilly. He's our newest buck, named for his punk hairstyle. We have 2 bucks for 75 does. So we have 1 buck who's running with this herd, is about 45, and in a month, we'll put Rockabilly with the other herd, which is about 30 goats. So he's just waiting his turn. These are the girls that were born this spring. So they're all about 4 months on average, and they're crazy. They do stuff like that. It's called capering, how they jump up, straight up, and they twist around, kind of twist their heads and kick their legs out. Yeah, it's very goat for them to do that. Hey, girls! What are you doing? He's hot. I think another notion of the romance of this job is there's so few cheesemakers. It's like, how many cheesemakers do you know? Not many. Me neither.